Today's shir is Masechta Svachim Daf Dalet. We will give the Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph for the Tapet Amid. Our Mishnah taught us Kol Hazvachim, all Kabbonis that Shin Nizbuchu Shloi Lishman, that were brought Shloi Lishman, all Loyal Baal Shem Chayv. Certainly, the owner who brings that carbon, no matter what type of carbon it is, the carbon is not, the owner does not get credit for this carbon. Ask the Ramnon the Binan Zvich Lishma. Ask the Gemara, from where do we notice halacha? And as the Rishonim point out, even though we learned on the Gemara, in the Gemara, in the Beis and Mebeis, the Gemara had quoted the Pasuk, Gemaitzis Vasecha Tishma, Vasisa Kashadadata Shem Lekech and the Dova, and the Gemara had taught us, in Kamash Nadarta Sisa, if you did, as you were supposed to, Yei Neder, it's going to be a valid Neder, Vimlav. But if you do not do as required, Yadava Nehei, you don't get credit. But the Gemara had not, says Rashi, explained exactly which avoida, which activity in the carbon is being referred to. So now the Gemara wants to teach us that this halacha applies, how we learned that. Another pshat that I saw is, yes, the Gemara is teaching us that if there was a shinui machshava, if there was a machshava that wasn't the way it was supposed to be, the carbon is disqualified. But it wasn't identified a which carbon, which machshava. So now the Gemara's focus, as the Mishnah taught us, about zvicha shloi lishma, that it's possible. Answers the Gemara, the Amakra, the pasuk says, v'im zevach shloma karbonoi. So for here the Torah used the word zevach. From here we learn, shetahei zvicha lishma, that the zvika has to be done, the shchita has to be lishma, says the Gemara. V'dema hainu shmayu, who says that the word zevach in this pasuk is here to teach us about the zvicha, about the shchita? Maybe the name of this carbon is zevach shlamim, and the word zevach is not here to teach us anything about the actual zvicha, the shchita. Answers the Gemara, midiksev, since the pasuk says hamakrav is dam hashlamim. The pasuk says, and in all these psukim where the Torah is referring to the shlom, in all these places where the Torah is speaking about carbon shlomim, never does it use the word zevach. Indicative, the likes of zevach shlomim, that the hachik siv zevach, but in the pasuk that we began with, the Torah uses the word zevach shlomim. Shmamina, that the word zevach is to be understood as the zvicha, to teach us shetei zvicha l'shem shemayim, the zvicha has to be done with the proper kavana. Ashkan zvicha b'shar avodos. Ashkan zvicha, so ask the Gemara, yes, so now we've proven that the shchita has to be done l'shma. Ask the Gemara b'shar avodos menalon. How do we know that this halacha is also applicable to other avodos of the carbon? V'chi teim leilach m'zvicha. And if you'll say we should learn from shchita to the other avodas, the kabbalah, except catching the blood, halacha, carrying the blood to the mizbeach, the zrika, mal zrichet shkein osel shloi l'shem oichlam b'pesach. We know that if somebody shechted a carbon pesach for a person who's unable to eat a kazayis of the carbon pesach, even if the people who they had in mind are people who own the carbon pesach, the carbon will still be pasuk. However, the other avoiders in the Karban Pesach that don't have to be done with intending the people who could eat it won't have that din. So, therefore, just like by Karban Pesach, the halacha of the shechita is different than the other avoiders. Here too, perhaps the avoider of the shechita is where you need lishma, not in any other part of the Karban. Says the Gemara al-Makra, the pasuk says hamakrav es dam shlamim. From here we learn shetahei hakabal l'shem shemayim. For here we learn that the kabbalah has to be done l'shma. Ask the Gemara. Now that we've learned that the kabbalah has to be done l'shma, so ask the Gemara lichter achmana b'kabbalah. Let the Torah teach us this halacha by kabbalah. The leil of shchita menab, and we'll learn the halacha of shchita from the halacha of kabbalah. Answers the Gemara. We can't bring a raya from Kabbalah to Shechita, because Malah Kabbalah Shekein Psula B'Zor V'Isha. The halacha is that Kabbalah may not be done by Yisrael or by a woman, whereas Shechita can be done by a Zor or by an Isha. So Mela, you can't learn the halacha of Shechita, you can't learn the halacha of Shechita from the halacha of Kabbalah. So ask the Gemara, Ashkechan. So now we found the Torah, the Gemara has identified Pesukim to teach us that by Shechita and Kabbalah that it has to be done l'shma. The Zerika Menolam, but how do we know that the Zerika has to be done l'shma? Techitayim, and again, says the Gemara, perhaps Leilaf Mahani, we should learn the halacha of Zerika from Shechita Kabbalah. Malahali, but ask the Gemara that they Shechita and Kabbalah Shekein Tuna Sofen. They have to be done, but soften have to be done, but soften on Mizbeach. The Shechit of Kachi Kachim and the Kabbal Storm have to be done in the north of the Mizbeach. That's only halacha by Kachi Kachim, not by Kachim Kalim. But we see that Shechit and Kabbalah, when we speak about Kabbalahs, have this stringency. The Yeshnon Bechatas Apnimius. A carbon, there are two types of carbon chattas. There's a carbon chattas that's a carbon chattas Pnimi and a carbon chattas Chitzoini. Most carbon chattas, that for example, that we discussed extensively in Masech Tahirius, that if somebody did an Aveir Rachman Tzolan, he has to bring a carbon chattas, that brought on the Bezbech Achitzin. The blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach that stands in the Azara. And the Kohanim eat from the meat of that carbon. But there are carbon chattas, like the Par Kohen Mashiach, that we discussed in Masech Tahirius, or the Parhelm Dover, Shatzibur, that have different rules. Their blood is spritzed on the proiches that separates between the Heichel and the Kotcha Kotchim. And then the blood is put on the corners of the Mizbeach HaZavah, which is inside the Beis HaMikdash. They are called Chatis Pnimis, and the meat of those Karbonis are not eaten, rather they burnt. So Ma'ala Hanish came to Nitzofen, V'yeshtem B'chatis HaPnimis, Kabbalah and Zerika are even done by Chatas Apnimius. That's why they're very strict, and that's why the halacha will be that they have to be done the Shloi Lishmas Pasul. But Zerika doesn't have any special halacha by special chumrah, and you don't have Zerika on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, as we just said, by all Kabbanas. So maybe they don't have to have l'shma. Elam akra, how do we know that there is a chiv, that shloi l'shma is a problem by Zerika? Because the pasuk says, Hazarik is dam ha-shlamim, and the word shlamim teaches us, shetehei Zerika l'shem shlamim, that the Zerika should be done l'shem shlamim. So ask the Gemara now, v'lich the rechmanim Zerika. So the Torah should teach us this halacha by Zerika. And from learning the halacha from Zerika, the Leilaf Mina, we shall learn from here to all other places, to all the other avodas, meaning Shechita and Kabbalah, that once they need to be done, once the Zerika has to be done l'shma, all this also has to be done l'shma. Answers the Mar, Mishum Diklam Ifrach, Ma'ala Zerika Shekein Chayav V'Lazar. You can't bring a raya from Zerika because the halacha is if a Zor, Rachman Tzlan, did the Zeriki, there's a chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Shechita and Kabbalah, even this Kabbalah, certainly the Shechita, that were done by a Zor, there's no chiv Misa. So that's why perhaps that the halacha will be that only by Zerika is there a din of Lashma. If the Torah only said it by Zerika, we would say that this then only apply, the Shema is by Zerika, and we can't learn from there from the other Kabbanis. As the Gemara in Masech Yuma teaches us, there are only Achiv Misa when a Zor does a Avoida by four Avoidas, the Zerika, the Akhtar, the Nisach Hayayin, and the Nisach Hamayin. Because the Pasuk says, V'avadatem Avoidas Matana Eten Es Kunaschem V'azor HaKarev Yumas. Avaratem means avoida tama. That means it's an avoida that has nothing done afterwards. So only by Zrika, there is all these avoidas are avoidas Zrika Kabbalah, Zrika Chatara, Nisachayav, Nisachamayim, are all avoidas that nothing comes after them. But Shchita and Kabbalah and Halacha, that have every one of them avoid the afterwards, Shchita as Kabbalah, Halacha Zrika, Kabbalah as Halacha Zrika, Halacha Zrika, and not Chayiv Misa, not Chayiv Misa. The Sefer Proshas Drachim has a question. He says, the halacha is that a woman, a kohenis, is disqualified from doing the avodah, because we learn from the pasuk b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron. So, what would be the halacha? Are they, when a woman, a kohenis, does an avodah? So we just finished learning, he points out, that an avodah that's done by a zar, certain avodahs that are done by a zar, there's a chiv misa. So the question that he has is, what will be the halacha? What will be the halacha, he asks, by a woman, a kohanis, who did one of these avodahs? Is she considered like a zar? And if she's considered like a zar, there's a chiv misa. Or is she considered that she's a kohanis, but she's not supposed to do the avodah? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Asfin Deraisa says our Gemara is a raya, because the Gemara just said that Kabbalah is possible zarvi isha. It does, by only by zrika does it say that zrika shekain zar chayvela. But it's interesting to point out, he says, the Gemara did not say that the woman's disqualified from zrika. Just like the Gemara said by the Kabbalah, a woman is disqualified, it should have said it by Zrika as well. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gemara was being very, very deliberate. And the Gemara was trying to teach us that even though a woman's not supposed to do Zrika, it's not the same when a Kohenis does Zrika as when a Zar does Zrika. Because when a Zar does Zrika, as we just learned, there's a Chiv Misa. When a woman does Zrika, she's not supposed to do Bezrika, but she's not considered a Zar, and there wouldn't be a Chiyav Misa. Ashkechan Kula, so now the Gemara said, we've been able to effectively prove through Psukim that Shchita, Kabbalah, and Halacha, Shchita, Kabbalah, and Zrika may not be done Lishma. Must be done Lishma. But ask the Gemara, Halacha Menolan. How do we know that halacha also has to be done l'shma? V'chitei melelef makula. And if you'll suggest that we should learn it from a tzadish shava, from shchita, kabbalah, and zrika, malakul shekein avodah sheyev shlevatla. All of these are avodahs that must take place by every carbon. Timer by halacha, if somebody shechted the carbon right next to the mizbeach, there is no requirement to do halacha. And since there is no requirement to do halacha, so that's why maybe it doesn't need, maybe that's why it doesn't need lishma. The Sefer Panim Yafis says, when the Torah speaks about the carbon oila, the Torah says, v'shachras ben abakul f'nei Hashem, v'kriva b'nei Aaron kohanis dam v'zarku. The Torah says that, we should do halacha, v'krivu. But when we speak about a carbon that comes from tzoyin, the pasuk says, it doesn't say anything of halacha. So he explains that our Gemara is the reason why the Torah makes this distinction. He says that the tzoyin is a small animal. And we are concerned, as we will learn in our Masechta, that the blood of the carbon should not congeal. So that's why they shechted it right by the Mizbeach. And that's why there was no halacha. The Ben HaBakar is a very big animal, and it takes a lot of kahanim to be involved with it. And therefore, they certainly could not shecht it right next to the Mizbeach. That's why the Torah only speaks about halacha by the Ben HaBakar. The Torah does not speak about halacha by the Tzoyim. Elam across, so again, we're up to where we need to know, how do we know that Kabbalah may not be done shloi l'shma. Alam akra, so the more we learn from the pasuk. Vikra as a call, hakayin as a call, vikdem is becha. Vamamar, zu halachas evarim lekevesh. The pasuk over here is speaking about taking the animal to the ramp. And the pasuk says by Kabban Oilo, v'shachat es ben abakal fnei Hashem, v'kriv ben aaron es kadam kanam es adam, v'zarka es adam ha-mizbeach soviv, asher pesach oil moid. The Tanya, and the Brisa says, v'krivo zu kabal sadam. It's referring to kabal sadam. Even though it seems that it's speaking about halacha, even though the simple pshat is that it's halacha, the pasuk we're saying is speaking about Kabbalah. The pasuk is speaking about Kabbalah Saddam. V'akver chmona b'loshon halacha. But why, if the Torah is speaking about Kabbalah, and the reason explains Rashi, why would I say if the Torah says v'hikriv, why don't I say it means halacha as the pashut definition of the word is? Because the Torah speaks about, says Rashi, what takes place immediately after the Shechita. And immediately after the Shechita is the Kabbalah, not the Halacha. Moreover, the Rishonim explained, since we just explained that the Halacha could be avoided, it's hard to say that this Pasuk, which is speaking about something which must take place, is speaking about the halacha which must take place, about the halacha which doesn't have to take place. But why does the Torah speak about, why does the Torah speak about Kabbalah b'loshon halacha, using the word of halacha, to teach us, remember, to teach us the halacha l'tifka v'kal Kabbalah. Don't treat the Kabbalah different than the halacha. And if we've proven earlier that the halacha has to be done l'shma, so that the Kabbalah has to be done l'shma, that's a proof that this is also the same halacha. So the Gemara said halacha evarim lekevish. Says the Achronim, why does the Gemara have to point out that we're taking it to the ramp? The point is it's being taken to the mizbeach, and the Achronim say that from here we see that when is the avoid of halacha accomplished? The avoid of halacha is accomplished as soon as it's brought next to the mizbeach, even though it is, as soon as it was brought up to the ramp, even though it wasn't yet brought to the top of the mizbeach, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it was brought to the ramp, that means that the halacha has been accomplished. Continues the Gemara. So Ashkhan, all these psukim have taught us Shina Kodesh, that instead of having in mind the carbon that you're supposed to bring, you had in mind another carbon. That's a disqualification to whatever degree, as we began in the beginning of the Masechta. But ask the Gemara, Shinui Ba'ilim Menolam, how do we know that if the carbon was not brought with the intention of the owner of the carbon, that it's also a disqualification? Says the Gemara, Amar Pichs Parader of Papi, Rav Ami, Amar Krah, Besar Zavach Toidah Shlomim. Says the Gemara, from here we learn, Shetei Zvich L'Shem Toidah. The Torah is talking about the carbon Toidah, and the Torah is teaching us that it has to be done L'Shma. Now, says the Gemara, Imeni Inyan L'Shinei Kodesh, the Pasuk is not coming to teach us the Halacha that you had in mind another carbon, because that, Nafklei Mahasam, that's how we began the Shia today, that Halacha is learned from the Pasuk, Vim Zavach Shlomim Karbonai. Tanayu, so what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? Linyan Shinui Ba'alim. That if you had in mind the wrong owner, that the carbon is at least not Oilul Ba'alim Shem Chayva, sometimes it's Pasuk. And as Rashi explains, this is one of the ways we learn Pesukim the Torah. Em Einal Inyan Legufay, if the Pasuk is not needed for what we're learning, but what it seems to say, Tenei L'Inyan Achar, it's here to teach us what a different subject. So if it's not needed for Shinui Kodesh, we learn Shinui Ba'alim. Ask the Gemara, V'hai L'Hochi Adaso, is this what this Pasuk is teaching us? Ask the Gemara, my Ba'al Elecha Tanya, we need this for a different limud. The Pasuk says, V'b'sar Zavach Tadish Lomam, Abachanan Oymim Shem Rav Leza, Ba'al Olami, this Pasuk is coming to teach us, the Tadish Shechter L'Shleim Shlomim, if you shechter a carbon Tadah, the shame shlomim, the halacha is kshera. However, if you bought a shlomim sheshachnul shem taida, you did the vice versa. You brought a carbon shlomim and you had in mind the carbon taida, it's possible. Ask the Gebraisa itself, ma hefrish and benzeloza, why do we have these different halachas? Says the Taida is kriya shlomim. And therefore, if you shechted a taida l'shem shlomim, it's not considered shini shlomim. However, ain't shlomim, if you were bringing carbon shlomim, you can't call it a taida. So how can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach the halacha of shini ba'alim? Says the Gemara, anam is zavach krinin. The word zavach is superfluous, and that's where we learn this halacha from. Ask the Gemara, v'katim ibaylei, we need this pasuk for a different limud. Chatas for asher minayin. How do we know that a carbon chatas, a carbon asham, which are only eaten for one day and one night? How do we know tam alayma b'saz zavach tada shlomim b'yoyim kabana yoyach lo yonich men ha-baiker, that it's coming to teach us that just like a toida is only eaten liyoyim v'layla, so too is the halacha by carbon chatas and carbon asham that they're also only eaten for one day and one night. Answers the Gemara, if that's what the word zevach is coming to teach us, says the Gemara, came nicht the crow b'sad toidas shlom of zevach. Why b'yom kabana yachel? It should have it. The word zevach, if the purpose of this pasuk is to teach us when the carbon is allowed to be eaten, the amount of time the carbon should be eaten by chatas and asham, the word zevach should have been put right next to b'yom kabana yachel, which is the pasuk that teaches about how long you're allowed to eat the carbon. Why did the Torah say b'saz zevach toid shlomim? Shema mina tarti to teach us two halachas. One halach is that the chatas v'ashim is only eaten for one day and one night, and the other halacha is to teach us shinui ba'ilim. So, ask Tosfos, so why don't we say that the pasuk is only talking about, the pasuk is only talking about shinui ba'ilim, and the pasuk is not talking about the zman at all. Says Tosfos, the fact that it was put, this word of zevach, which is coming to teach us the halacha of shinui ba'ilim. But why was it brought in to teach us in the middle of a pasuk that's speaking about the zman, the amount of time you could eat a carbon? It's not coincidental. It's here to teach us not just the halacha of shinui ba'ilim, if you have the wrong owner in mind, then the carbon is not counted, but also to teach us how long a carbon chatas and carbon asher may be eaten. So continues the Gemara as we discussed earlier. So this pasuk speaks about the zvicha, the shchita. So ask the Gemara, Ashkelon shchita, zvicha. We now know that the shchita that was done b'shinui ba'ilim is a problem. Shara avoidus, kabbalah halacha zrika minolon, that we, how will we know that shinui ba'ilim is a problem there as well? V'chitema leilif mizicha. If you say we'll learn those avoidus from shchita, the Gemara asks, mal zvicha shkein poisul, shloi l'shem oichlam b'pesach. Zvicha, if, as we said earlier, has a chumra, that if you shechted the carbon Pesach for people who can't eat the carbon Pesach, it's disqualified. You can't learn that. That halacha is only by shechita, says the Gemara. The way to know that all avodas are possible by shinui ba'ilim is the following way. Nemra zvicha b'shinui kodesh. The Torah uses the word zvicha when it speaks about shinui kodesh. But nemra zvicha, and the Torah uses the word zvicha b'shinui ba'ilim. So as we learned extensively earlier in the shiur, mazvicha om b'shinui kodesh v'chalak ben zvicha l'shar avodas. Shinui kodesh applies to all the avodas. Av zvicha amur b'shinui ba'ilim v'tach ben zvicha l'shar avodas applied by all the avodas. Ask the Gemara. We have a different question. Malo shinui kodesh, when we speak about shinui kodesh, shikain psula begufa. It's a disqualification that affects the actual carbon. Shinui ba'ilim isn't speaking to the actual carbon. Shinui ba'ilim only speaks to the external, the owner. And furthermore, shinui kodesh yeshna ba'aba avoidus. The halacha is that shinui kodesh applies by shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. whenever Shinoi Bailim, it's not possible that when somebody, it's only possible when somebody did the Shechita that he had in mind that he's going to do the Zrika Shloi L'Shem Bailim. But if he thought by the Shechita that he's going to do it in mind for the real owners, there's no Shinoi Bailim, because the Torah says that once I had in mind these owners, it's good enough. And Yeshna Lachamisa, Shinoi Kodesh, if somebody designated a carbon and he died and the Yorshim brought the carbon, it still could have Shinoi Kodesh, because you were supposed to bring, this was meant to be used for one carbon and you used it for something else. Shinoi Bailim is only possible as long as the owners are alive. But after they passed away, you can't have Shinoi Bailim. It doesn't make sense to say Shinoi Bailim after they're not here anyway. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'yeshna b'tzibim k'v'yachid. Shinoi Kodesh is passable both by Korban Tzibim, both by Korban Yachid. Says, but Shinoi Bailim can't be by the Korban Tzibur, because Korban Tzibur, every Jew is considered an owner. So whatever you thought of, he was the person. So when you're bringing the actual carbon or you're doing any of the avoidus, any person who's from Klai Yisrael you're thinking of is a Bailim. And says the Gemara, Vafagav detati lav tafka, even though we just mentioned a number of reasons why they should not be treated the same, four reasons to be exactly, tatami adafka. But our Gemara just taught us that they can never have Shinoi Bailim by Korban Tzibur. And the reason you can't have Shinoi Bailim by Korban Tzibur, because every member of Klal Yisrael is an owner of that carbon. So any person in Klal Yisrael that you're going to have in mind is one of the Bailim of this carbon, and therefore it's not considered a case of Shinoi Bailim. This Gemara, this concept that we just discussed about Shinoi Bailim, is actually most relevant to the discussion Rabbi Kivega has. Rabbi Kivega has a discussion of women, if women bring a carbon to Shadavim Musaf. Because the carbon Musaf, which is a carbon tzibur, is brought from the Machzis HaShekel, and women are exempt from the Machzis HaShekel. So the Kivega wants to suggest that just like women are exempt from the Machzis HaShekel, so too they don't have to daven Musaf, which comes from the Machzis HaShekel. There are many that disagree with Rabbi Kivega. The Stipler disagrees with Rabbi Kivega. And this Gemara is actually a raya to disagree with Rabbi Kivega. Because the Gemara says you can't have Shinoi Bailim by a carbon tzibur. But if Rabbi Kivega is correct, and if what Rabbi Kivega says, that women are excluded from carbon tzibur, so if you brought a carbon tzibur and you had in mind a woman, so she is a member of Klal Yisrael, but she's not part of this carbon. So why is the Gemara saying that there is no Shinoi Bailim by a carbon tzibur? It must be that women are included in the carbon tzibur. But the way the Stipler explains it is that even though women are included in the carbon tzibur, but the Torah means to say when women are included, that women are exempt, there are two concepts. There's a concept of paying, there's a concept of paying for the carbon tzibur, of participating in the Machzis HaShekel, and then there's a concept, who does the carbon work for? Those two concepts do not separate, are not the same. And even though they don't have to give the Machzis HaShekel, as we've been discussing, they still are part of Klal Yisrael. And the carbon tzibur that's brought for Klal Yisrael is brought, if works for them as well. This would be also relevant to another question. We discussed this when we learned Masech Tahiris, that a mumer, a person who's Rachman Tzlan, a mumer, we don't take karbonas from. So the question is, we wouldn't presumably take from him from the Machzis HaShekel either. So now the question is, if they had in mind the Mumer, maybe he's not that he's a member of Klai Yisrael, but he's not an owner of this carbon because he's not part of the Tzibur. But again, the way we have to understand, presumably, is that even though we don't take kabbonis from the Mumer, and not only don't we take kabbonis from the Mumer, we could probably make an argument that we don't take from the Mumer Machsa Shekel either. That means he doesn't have the privilege, he doesn't have the schus of bringing a Machsa Shekel. But even though he doesn't have the schus of bringing the Machsa Shekel, that doesn't mean that he's not part of Klai Yisrael. He's certainly a member of Klai Yisrael. And when we say that he's a member of Klai Yisrael, what we mean to say is that the carbon of Tzibur is effective for him as well. He just doesn't get the privilege to bring the carbon, to bring or donate towards that carbon. So again, the Gemara said, the Gemara made two arguments why Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Baalim made four arguments why Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Baalim are not the same. Says the Gemara, on two arguments, you could perhaps refute them. Tatami Dafka, the two arguments are good arguments. And the Gemara explains, Maishna Shinu Baalim, do I have a psul begufa? When you're thinking about different owners, it's not inherent to the carbon. Says the Gemara, Machshava Baalma. But here we're not talking about doing something. Here we're just talking about thinking. Shinu Kodesh, Nami Machshava Baalma. So he says, what the Gemara means to say is that when we speak about an act, so we could differentiate between an act that's done to the carbon or an external act. But when we speak about Machshava, it doesn't make sense to differentiate between something that's to the carbon itself or something that's external. Ella, kiven the achshava, since you had the wrong machshava, pasla. It doesn't make a difference if the machshava was about Shinu Kodesh or the machshava was about Shinu Baalim. The Gemara's argument, kiven the achshava, since you had the wrong machshava, pasla, you disqualified the carbon. Says the Gemara, Ulra Pinchas Breder Amari, according to Pinchas that says, Yesh Shinu Baalim Lacham Misa, even if somebody died and the Yarshim bring that carbon and they bring it not in mind for the person who donated that carbon, it's not a valid carbon and they're going to have to bring another carbon with the right machshava, with the machshava for the true owner. So the argument that Shinu Kodesh is applicable achamisa, Shinu Baalim is not, that's not true, because according to his opinion, by Shinu Baalim, there's also possible achamisa. But still, says the Gemara, Tati Ikla Mifrach, there's still two reasons to distinguish between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Baalim. One is that Shinu Kodesh applies by all four avodas, and it also applies by carbon tzibur, whereas Shinu Baalim, it's only when you had a machshava to do the zrika shloi l'shem baalim. And the explanation is because what are the owners looking for when they bring a carbon? They're looking for the kapara that the carbon brings them. What brings the kapara when you bring a carbon? What brings the kapara when you bring a carbon is the zrika, the zrika sadam. So as long as the zrika sadam was done with the for the right owners, all the other avoiders aren't important in that machshava. And the other argument that Shinu Baalim doesn't apply by carbon tzibur, but Shinu Kodesh does, are fair arguments. So therefore, says the Gemara, we can't learn the halachas of Shinu Kodesh from Shinu Baalim. Elam Rav Ashi, how do we know that the halacha is that Shinu Baalim is a disqualification? Elam Rav Ashi, amakra, v'nirtzal el-chap olav, only when you had in mind the owner is it acceptable, not when v'loy al chaveroy. Not if you had in mind somebody, not if you had in mind somebody else. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, v'hai, this word alav l'hokhi yudasa, can you say it's come to teach us the halacha of Shinu Bailim, Asma Habayla Lechatanya. The Pasuk says, Menetzla Lechap Olav, Hashem Noimer, Asha Olav Chai Bechriyosai, if some, as we've learned, there are two ways of donating a carbon, Hare Olai, Hare Zu. If you say Hare Olai, so if some, and you say, I have to bring a carbon, and something happens to that carbon, you have to replace it. Yechai Bechriyosai. As Sheikh Olav Chai Bechriyosai, Vesh En Olav En Chai Bechriyosai. The Torah says that if somebody said Hare Olai, and something happens, you have to give another carbon. But if you said Hare Zu, and then something happens to this carbon, then you don't have to bring another carbon. The halacha looks at it like you have a responsibility and you have to replace it. So from here we see that that's this pasuk teaching us that the difference between harezu and haralai, and that's what is the purpose. That is what is the purpose of this pasuk. So I saw that the part of my office says that when the Gemara here is teaching us that when somebody uses the word alai, it has a much more meaningful understanding. Alai, it means something that you're taking upon yourself as your responsibility. So the part of my office says, the pasuk says, that we say in Tehillim and Hallel, Mo Oshiv La Hashem Kol Tagmuloi Oloi. He says that that pasuk should be understood the same way as this pasuk, as this Gemara is being understood. That when somebody experiences, and we are constantly all experiencing the Chazni Hashem, we should look at it as Olai, as something which is my personal responsibility, my personal gratitude to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, says Rav Ashi, you know how we learned the halakha of Shinu Bailim from the words "Venirtzalo lechapakama." So ask the Gemara, Ashkan Zvika Zrika. So this pasuk is speaking about the shchita that was done with the Zrika Kabbalah Menelon. How we know that Shinu Bailim is a problem by Kabbalah as well? V'chitei Menelof Mizvika Zrika. And then we're going to say we should learn the halakha of Kabbalah from Zvich and Zrika. So says the Gemara, if somebody does the zvicha or the zrika outside of the base hamigdash is chayiv kares, that doesn't apply by Kabbalah and halacha, and therefore, since it doesn't apply by Kabbalah and halacha, maybe ask the Gemara, this halacha of Shinu Bailim won't apply by them. Elam Rashi asim el nazir. That we learn from the carbon of the ale nozer, that the nozer has to bring an ale. The ksiv, the Torah says that the nozer, when he finishes his naziris, v'sa ale yasa zavach shlomim, sh'teyasa l'shem shlomim. So even though it seems that the pasuk is speaking about shinu kodesh, but says the Gemara, remain in your shinu kodesh, if I only need that pasuk for shinu kodesh that we've already learned earlier, to nafkele mehasam, to ne in your shinu balim. Amalei rav achbreid v'rava l'rava, Emor, but ask the Gemara, maybe the way to understand the pasuk is Yosa Klal, which means it refers to all the avoiders. Zavach is a prat, and we have a rule, the Klal or prat, this is from the Shloish Esamidus, the Torah in the Dresh Pen, when we have a Klal or prat, Ein B'Klal El Mash B'Frat, and from there we'll learn Zvicha in, that only by Zvicha, that's the prat, Midach Rin Eloi, but the Loch of Shinu Bailim will not apply to any of the avoiders. V'iksiv yasa shlom zavach, if the pasuk would have said that way, could have come. Hashtu d'ksiv yasa zavach shlomim. So what the pasuk didn't finish the klal, and then it started the prat. Yasa zavach shlomim. Then the havle klal sherimoli, the klal we started with the word Yasa, where the person Yasa is not completed, only after we said the prat, Yasa Shlomim, the call clash and Moloi, since it's this type of a klal, he says, Ein Donas of a klal prat, it should not be considered a klal or prat, and therefore we don't have a rule that limits that Ein Bechlal Elamash of a prat. Rav Amal Olam Donam, it is a klal or prat. But he says the pasuk then says Lashem, Zevach Shlomo Lashem, that turns it into another klal, and the aloch is the klal or prat to klal, yet done el keena prat. It has to be similar, and it will include all the avoiders. Amalei Ravachim Rediftel Ravina, Floydal Kal Kamal Klal Abrasa. The first klal is Yaseh, and the second klal is Lashem. And klal Kal Mamar Basios. The first klal speaks about the various activities we do with the carbon, the suloi, and nothing else. Klal Basra, but the second klal Basra, which says the word Lashem, is much more broader. Is broader. Kol Hashem, Rafila Shvich Shrayim, pouring the extra blood on the side of the Mizbeach, that Taurus Emrim. So how can we call this a klal prado klal? Says the Gemara. Hotan at the Berev Shmuel answers the Gemara. Hotan at the Berev Shmuel, but klal leprat darsh ke klal leprat the klal. He holds that this type of klal, that this klal leprat klal, even if the first klal and the second klal are not similar, we could still use it as a klal leprat to klal limit. Iyatadon el kena prat ma prat mefurish ba voido. The prat is speaking about the shchita zavach. Binan l'shma, av kal voida binan l'shma. Ask the Gemara, ir prat mefurish ba voida, shechayav en labachutz. But what is the avoida that's identified in the prat? Shchita, which is an avoida that if you do it outside the azara, it is a chiyuv karis. So that would perhaps only include av kal voida chayav en labachutz. Only an avoida that if it's done outside the azara, there's a chiyuv karis. There is a din of shina bailim, which would include shchit of zrika in, kabbalah of halacha, that there's no halacha of koris. If they're done outside the azara, there won't be shinu bailim by then. Inami, or another question. Ma prat mefurish tov aton tsofen, shchit has to be done by tsofen, b'som kabonis, the yesh to b'chatas pnimius, and applies by even by the chatas of pnimius, which we spoke about early in the shir, akol that will have to be l'shem b'ayilim. Shchit, and that would mean that shchit of a kabbalah in, they have to be done l'shma. Zrika, that doesn't have these requirements, loy. Ikla mei mahaki, answers the Gemara. We could learn from what, we could say that the limud is from only from something that has to be, that may not be done b'chutz, and that would include zrika and shchita. We can learn it that it requires tzofen, and that would require shchita, that would be marba, shchita in Kabbalah, and not tzrika. So we have here a situation of shkulm hain. We don't know how to learn. Do we learn it the way from chutz, or do we learn it from tzofen? And the Gemara teaches us a chiddush, that whenever we have two ways to learn something, and we don't know which is the preferable way to learn, we learn both. And Tosfos says maybe we should learn neither. So Tosfos says the fact that the Torah has this extra word zevach first forces us to learn at least one. Mishnachrina, chada v'chada teka v'milsa. Indeed, each one has a different chumrah, and therefore that we don't know what to do, and because each one has its own chumrah, v'chad v'chad teikav emelsa, and therefore everything should be included. Everything should be included. It's really very same concept, different words. Vi by same as zrika, the halacha of zrika b'shinu b'ayilim mit Rav Ashi nafka. We learned from what Rav Ashi said, the v'nirtzalay l'chapa alav. So that we already know Zrika Shinu Bailim is a problem. So the Klal Prat the Klal, besides teaching us Shchita, is going to be here to teach us Kabbalah. For Zrika, I already know that Shinu Bailim is an issue from the Pasuk of V'nirtzaloy L'chapulov. Ask the Gemara, but all these Psukim, Ashkham Be'el Nazar, are Be'el Nazar. But ask them over Shah Shlom Manolan, how will we know that these halachas apply by other kabbanis as well? The chitayim and nail of me'el nazar. And if you'll argue that we should learn from the el nazar, Ma'ale al Nazar shekein yesh imay dama macherim. The Nazar also has to bring a karma chattis and a carbon oila. And therefore, since it's such a serious case, we have to bring so many kabbonis, that's where there's a problem with shini bailim, but not by other kabbonis. Answers the Gemara, imkein, nichta v'sa'el yas zevach shlomim. My shlomim, the rabbis call shlomim, that not only the Elnozer shlomim, but all shlomim. But ask the Gemara, Ashkelon shlomim. So good, we have a pasuk that by carbon shlomim, and by all the avoiders of a carbon shlomim, there's an issue. But ask the Gemara, shar kolakotch v'nolam, how do we know this halacha applies by other karbonis? V'chitema neilf mishlomim, and if you'll suggest that we should learn that just like their shini bailim is a problem by karbon shlomim by all the avoiders, you should learn all the karbonis from shlomim. Says the ma'amal shlomim, she can't tune in smicha. When you bring a karbon shlomim, you have to do smicha. You have to bring along the sochim. You have to do tenufas chaz v'shoik, which doesn't apply by other kabbonis. Ella amar kra, says the Gemara, zois atar l'oil l'minchel chatzos l'shloshem l'mluim l'zevach ha'shlomim. What is the Torah doing here by speaking about all these various different kabbonis? Hikishin akasul l'shlomim, to connect the kabbonis, and to teach us, ma shlomim ben shini kodesh ben shini ba'ilim binan, both of them are issues, binan l'shma, and Shini Kodesh and Shini Baalim are an issue. Af kol or kabbonis ben Shini Kodesh ben Shini Baalim bina l'shma. Says the Gemara, Eima hech the shachlu shloi l'shma lifset. Since the Torah says they're comparing all kabbonis, so maybe the Torah is saying that they're disqualified, but that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, aside from Chatas and Pesach, by all other kabbonis, if they were brought shloi l'shma, the ksherim, the carbon is kosher, el shloi olu l'balim, shem chayv, the owner doesn't get credit. Answers the Gemara, the Amakra, Moitzis, Vesecha, Tishma, Sisa, Kishin, the Darta. Says the Gemara, Hain, the Dovahu, as we learned at the beginning, the Pasuk is speaking about a Dover, or a Neder. It started with the Nova, and then it says, Neder. It started with Neder, Kishin, the Darta, L'Hashem, L'Kechin, the Dover. Ella, in commission of data, sees if you did as prescribed, ye nether, and you won't have to bring another carbon. V'lav, ye in the dover, as we said, it's something of a hare or lie that you have to replace. Says the Gemara, v'itzrich moitzis v'sech v'itzrich zoysotar, we have two psukim that teach us that a carbon has to be brought l'shma. Dikos rachmona moitzis v'secha, if we only had the pasuk moitzis v'secha, lo yedat b'may, we wouldn't know with what type of l'shma. Kos rachman azayis taira, to teach us to compare it to the kabbim shlomim, where the taira says l'shma, so we know we learn it from shlomim. Kos rachman azayis taira havamina lifslu, that the taira means to say that they're, if they were done with shinei kodesh, shinei ba'ilim, then they're entirely disqualified. Kos rachman amatz v'sasecha, to teach us that you didn't fulfill your obligation of harei olai, but the carbon is the sisakash and the darta, it's still considered a valid carbon.